It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. We are going to talk, the last few weeks we've been talking about the bond that is coming up, and hopefully you have gotten it in the mail, or it should be coming as far as the voting part of it. But it's all about, you know, structural needs and repairs and things that need to be done to Carbon High School and Helper Middle School. And we're going to talk a little bit more about just kind of the overall bond issue and what you're going to kind of see as far as the things that are going to go on at those two schools. Superintendent, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about the bond. Give people a little bit of a background of it and what all it's, you know, what you guys are looking to do.
Yeah, well, you know, the main point we want to get across is that through regular property taxes, we receive an amount of money each year that we use to keep the facilities updated. People probably remember the new roof on Mont Harmon, or the new parking area at Castle Heights, and you know, all these projects are done through that funding. But we are now facing some issues with some older buildings, our two oldest buildings, that are so significant that we are approaching the public and asking for their support on acquiring a $36 million bond, which is like a loan that's paid off over a period of 20 years.
And so what this really is doing is, and from everything that I've read and everything that I've heard, this is really replacing a bond that you've paid off now, correct?
That is correct. We are going to be paying off that final payment is this coming summer. Well, it's the summer of 2021. This one will pick up where that one left off.
Okay. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the main reasons that we need to do this. Let's start with Helper Middle School, and some of the reasoning behind getting done up at the Helper Middle School that needs to be done.
Well, we've learned that the one of the major issues with that building is that the walls are not adequately attached to the floor and the ceiling. It's not that they're not attached; it's just they're not adequately attached to prevent seismic. You know, if there was a seismic problem, it wouldn't prevent, you know, structural damage. So we are concerned about that, and we want to make sure that that's taken care of. We also have the mechanical issues at that building with a boiler system that's really old and it's really not working. So we need to take care of that, along with ADA issues, parking for buses, that kind of thing. So there's some significant work that needs to be done so that building can continue to serve us on into the future.
And Helper Middle School, if I'm correct, Helper Middle School is the oldest building in the district, correct?
That's right. Built in 1936.
Okay, so it's due for a little bit of a facelift.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And you're figuring that if you go in and do this work, it could work for you for another 20 or 30 years? Is that what you're trying to get out of it?
We're targeting 20 plus years.
Okay. So that's what's going to go on at Helper Middle. Let's talk a little bit about Carbon High School and what the kind of the changes and the fixes are going to be up there.
Yeah, we have some other student safety concerns at the high school. They don't have to do with the structure of the high school. That's pretty sound. But it has to do with the access that people have to the building, and where we have 8 classrooms in portable units at the back of the school. That's a huge problem for us. It requires us to leave doors open. Having the office in the middle of the building is another problem. When we know that the, you know, research and everything indicates that the best way to organize a school is to have one single safe entry point that requires people to go through the office. So we want to do that through an addition, and that addition would be constructed where the courtyard is now, and it would provide the additional classrooms necessary to bring all those classrooms back into the building. We can secure the perimeter. On top of that, we have parking issues at the high school that we want to address, and they also have a boiler system that's antiquated, and we want to update that as well.
So really, first and foremost, at the high school, it's about student safety.
That's right, yes.
And so what you're looking to do is get rid of the portables and have that centralized office area. And we've talked off camera about that, how, you know, you almost walk through the whole school right now to get to the office.
Yeah,
and you can.
Yeah, and there's nothing requiring you to stop at the office. You can just keep going, go wherever you want to go.
Right. So it's really a student safety issue at the high school as far as what you're asking for the bond.
That's a huge part of it. And we do want to upgrade the school. We want the kids to be proud of the school. We want the community to be excited. And this addition will be exciting. And we will be going through all the rest of the building with paint, new windows, new lighting. It will feel like a new school.
And if you would like to know, kind of get an idea of what they're doing, if you go to the district website, which is
carbonschools.org.
Go to carbonschools.org. There are videos on there that will show you kind of an artist's rendering of what Carbon High School is going to look like when you're done with the outside of it.
Yes, the architectural rendering, it's early, so it's not exact or anything like that, but it helps to kind of visualize what that might look like.
Give you an idea of what is going to happen there and as far as all that is concerned. Now, on the other side of things, so you're asking for the $36 million, and that's going to mean that how much of it is going to be split between the two schools? What's that going to be?
Yeah, it breaks down to $26 million. For Carbon High School, and that includes the parking, and then $10 million for Helper Middle School. And $5 million of that is for the structural upgrades, and then the rest is for the mechanical and other upgrades at the school. At Carbon High, we have $17 million for the new addition, and then $6 million for the regular school upgrades, like the boiler system and the windows and everything. And then the parking, we have a total of $3 million to move the transportation department to the district office so that we can free up that parking.
And that's actually a pretty good idea, too. The district office, that's where transportation should be, really. He's right over there.
Yeah, we really have a vision of the district office being the hub of everything. Everything would kind of go through that location.
All right, so there you have it. In a nutshell, that is the issues, the bond issue for the Carbon School District. Look for it in your mail. It should be coming if you haven't already got it. I like I just said, I just got mine the other day. And so be looking for it. And what's the easiest thing to do?
Well, you know, we hope that people, as soon as you get it, you fill it out. And there's two ways that you can turn that in. You can actually go to one of the locations that's listed right there in the information that you receive. Or you can, slap a stamp on there and send it out in the mail.
And just so you know, because I was kind of confused, and then when I got it, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. It's also going to have all your city council races on it. It is your ballot.
That's right.
It's not just for the bond. It'll have everything on there. So it's really one-stop shopping is the easiest way to put it. So you've got to vote for city council. You've got to vote for this. It's all right there, and it's very simple. It really is. Take you less than 5 minutes to get it all done, really.
It's a little different. It's the first time we've all gone through this. So, you know, hopefully everyone will take advantage of their rights to vote and get their voice heard.
Yeah, the easiest thing to do when it gets there, just fill it out and turn around and put it right back in the mailbox.
Right.
Throw your stamp on it and put it back in the mailbox. It's a great thing. Very, very simple. Well, Superintendent, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? Let the people know about this?
Not really, we're honored to be able to work with these amazing kids. You know, we're out there with them every day, and they're just incredible, and we want to do right by them, and this bond's going to help us to do that.
All right. Well, Superintendent Lance Hatch, thanks for coming in. Thanks for spending some time with us these last few weeks and kind of letting everybody know about the district bond that you guys are looking for. And just get out and vote. Yes or no, doesn't matter. Just get out and vote and take care of your civic duty.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for any more information on this or other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.